Would you have done any churning?
Yes, I done churning.
Yeah.
Used to milk the cows and bring it in and put it in a crock and let it sour and put it into the churn and get me dash and churn it and make the butter.
This is the big old dash.
You know those big wooden churns.
Yeah.
And the big dash.
Yeah. Was there sort of a lid on the top?
Yeah, and the lid. You put down the lid.
Yeah.
And there's a hole you put it down on the dash and put in the put down the lid in it.
And put the dash
and
into
churn
it.
Away.
Yeah. And would it take long to
make it? Well, no, to take an hour or two to
yeah.
To do it.
Yeah. And you never heard any old fishhooks about churning, did you?
I did. I used to hear that women, if they were churning, anyone had come in.
Mm.
The oldest women now.
Mm.
Used to say that if I went into a house and they were churning,
yeah.
that I'd have to take the dash to do a churning before I go out.
Right.
Afraid I'd take away the butter.
Uh-huh.
That pissed the rogues.
Yeah. They'd believe that whoever believed, it was
yeah,
would take their
profit. Take the butter away. That they wouldn't get butter on the churn.
Yeah.
Doing the churn.
And did you ever know what actually happened where, you know, the butter wouldn't come?
Well, no, I never did, no.
Yeah. You never heard of any of them putting, you know, putting butter on the wall or putting butter over the door for the fairies?
Oh, I did.
I did indeed.
Yeah. I seen my grandmother at it.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Every time she churned,
she'd dip her hand on the thing and she put it. And I never used to know what it was, and I was small at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what she was doing it for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They used to also say that they wouldn't let a fire or a light to go out of the house, especially on May Day.
If anyone come in to light their pipe or light a cigarette or anything, they wouldn't, they'd have to sit down and smoke it. They wouldn't be let out without smoking it inside.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be let out.
Can you remember, you know, what would happen then when you had your butter, you know, when the churning was finished?
The churning was finished, I'd take off the lid of the thing and get me two little Ono wooden spades, they used to call them that time.
Yeah.
And take the butter off and put it on a plate.
Yeah.
And get me two spades and get me salt and put it on it and mix it up.
Yeah.
All is for the house. I never sold butter.
You never sold butter?
No, never sold it, no.
Oh, right.
Kept it for the house.
Yeah. Did you use any sort of a special vessel for, you know, salting the butter?
Yes, I used to have I broke it indeed. A big round Delf bowl.
Yeah.
A real big one.
Yeah.
I used to have.
Yeah.
But that's broke.
Yeah. You never saw any of the, you know, the wooden type
bits? I did.
Yeah.
I did, and I had one of them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
one
of them.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, God.
Yeah. You never used it, did you?
I never used it, no.
Yeah.
Never used it.
Yeah.
We used to have crocks. Did you ever see a crock?
I did. I saw the crock.
Yeah. That's where we used to put the milk in to sour.
You used to leave it there to sour?
Yes, to sour. Strain it into the crocks.
Yeah.
And then when it is sour, put it into the churn.
And why would you use the crocks? Was there a special reason for that?
No, it's just to sour the milk.
Yeah.
Get the milk to thicken up.
Yeah.
Then it'd be thick, put into your churn.
Yeah.
And churn then.
Yeah. Yeah.